This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
This is The Mainframe. Welcome everyone to our new series on membership sites. We're going to talk about creating membership communities, about retention, about continuity, and why you have a membership site to begin with. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. Much better than the last episode. I do apologize for our disease and my poor quality. Normal service resumes today.
Well, I still got the disease, or I'm at the end of it, so hopefully my voice doesn't sound too bad, but... But yeah, it's that time of year again, you know.
It's the back to school plague.
Into the seasons. Exactly. Back to school plague, seasons change. So between allergies and everything else, it's but we're here anyway, right? The idea is the good solid information, and we deliver it in a way that hopefully is clear, succinct, and understandable, right? That's our tagline.
Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully you can see that we do the things we teach as well. And one of the things we do a lot of is membership sites.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to cover this, because we've talked about them briefly in a variety of different ways over the years. And one of the things we get asked often is, well, why would I have a membership site, no matter what type of business I'm in? And the answer is there's lots of reasons, really. I mean, there's a benefit to it, aside from just setting up a gated community. I mean, there's one benefit to that, but there's actually a myriad of reasons of why somebody would want to set up a membership site, no matter what type of business you're in, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it comes down to it's a higher perceived value. A lot of it comes down to it's just a better way of delivering. But within that, there's a lot of things for us to discuss. So maybe we should just go through a big list so that people get the whole picture.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the biggest ones, or the easy ones to think about, is after somebody's already purchased something from you, they become part of your customer community. So your customer support as a membership site, whether you have a customer ticketing system inside that site, or you have a forum, or you have documentation, or all of the above, setting up a community, a membership area based on a product somebody already bought is usually some way that people get started. And a lot of times you don't even think of that as a membership site, but that's exactly what it is, right?
Yeah. And just the act of having a membership site reduces some of the support burden. Because if you think about, if you're selling an ebook, what happens? People say, I've lost the ebook. It never arrived. Or I've lost my password. Or I lost my download link. Or you're a dirty scammer. You've taken my money and not sent me anything. With a membership site, if it's just one page, which is a download area, they can reset the password. They'll never lose it because they can just go back and log in. They don't have to keep their email necessarily because, again, they know where to find it. They can log in, they can reset the password. And you know so much more about them when they're logging into a membership site. And that's without all the extra fancy stuff that, you know, we can talk about more. Just the minimal membership of, I've sold you an ebook, here's your ebook, go ahead and get it. You don't have to worry about spam. You don't have to worry about them losing the login. But then, like you say, Tony, the community you can build around a product to help the support is so much better, because you just think about things like how to use the product, troubleshooting. Do you want to be sending emails? Do you want to be replying to emails? Or do you want to give people the ability to find the information for themselves? And that in itself is a better customer experience.
Exactly. And there was something you mentioned earlier about higher perceived value. And this is something we've actually seen and tested, where when somebody buys something like an ebook or let's say a plugin or something that's a download, and they just get a link from an email versus going to a site where they log in and then they have access to that over and over again, there's already a higher perceived value because, number one, they feel like they have a place they can go if they lose that or need a copy. But it also, I know this sounds funny, but there's this legitimacy to it because you have a place where you have protected this piece of content or this thing that people have bought. And it gives this sense of value because now I have to log in with the thing I just purchased so I can get the thing I purchased so that it gives this sense of value. So there, and we actually tested this. There is, it's a much perceived higher value if somebody has to go into a members only area, customers only area to receive the thing that they purchased.
Yeah. And it could have actual higher value because you can add so much more. Instead of just sending a PDF, you can have audio bonuses, video bonuses, worksheets, checklists. Not a great deal extra work for you, but definitely higher value for that customer because you're covering all the bases, you're covering all the learning modalities. Checklists alone can be really powerful long after they've consumed the education. The checklist can help them remember what they have to do. It can give people a task list in terms of a protocol or a process. It means they don't miss anything from the process to get the most value out of it. Flowcharts, you might actually create a lot of this in the process of creating the education. So why not share it?
Exactly. And which brings up another reason why you would want to have a membership site, because a lot of times you have to create this content anyway. So instead of, say, like writing a book where you're creating content specifically for this book you're going to sell, creating a membership site with all this different types of content that's live, real, like real living content that can be updated and that type of thing and can be added over time, it actually could be easier than sitting down and writing a book. And then from the customer, a lot of times it could be easier to consume depending on the type of content you're providing because it allows them to consume it in their own time and way. So there's a potential, if you have an idea for a book, to build a membership site around it. We see people do that a lot. We've done that before.
Yeah. And writing a book takes a long time. It's a lot of focused effort with maybe no payoff, and you're not getting instant feedback. Whereas with a membership site, as long as you're ahead of the members, as long as you're still keeping the content, getting in front of the members at the right time, you can actually write it piece by piece and get instant feedback. You see where people get stuck. You see where people get lost. See where people drop off in terms of attention or engagement. And so you can actually be more agile. It's a marketing word that's used a lot, but in this case, it really does apply. You can actually be agile with your content because you're actually in touch with people. You can see if they're consuming it. You can see if they're taking action on it.
Exactly, which makes it easier to segment and personalize that content for people because they've logged in and you can track the kind of things they're interested in versus the kind of things they're not interested in. So this is another reason a membership site is valuable because it allows you to provide a personalized content for the people at whatever level you want to, right?
Yeah, and we've seen so many times with user experience that fails because you're trying to ask people, what type of user are you? And the big example that comes to mind is when you've got a public website and it says for small businesses, for corporates and for private. And it's like, well, I'm a one man band. So am I a small business? I'm a private, but I'm a corporation. I'm incorporated. So, and the navigation just loses people and it makes it hard work. Whereas if you register and you log in and you give some information, it can be personalized for you. There's no mental effort to work out where you need to be because you're actually being delivered what's right for you, what is the right information for you. And remember, with that type of navigation, there's also the problem of, is it by or is it for? And I think about college and universities where they say faculty. Is it for the faculty or is it about the faculty? Whereas if it can be personalized, if it knows that you're Tony and this is what you need, it just gives you the information and it gives you the information in the way that you can process and take action on.
Which is another benefit for somebody who's actually putting together the membership site, because it allows you to do upsells and cross-sells more effectively because you're targeting specific actions that the customers are taking. So if you have a variety of content and they're consuming a certain type of content, and then you have an upsell or a cross-sell that is related to that content, you can actually see and deliver that at the right time, allowing it to be a lot more effective than just, you know, trying to upsell every single person just based on more of a general type audience.
Yeah, it takes me back to Clippy. Remember that in Microsoft Office? You seem to be writing a letter. But actually, that is really helpful, being able to deliver things at the right time to the right people. We've talked a lot about that. You can only really do that if they log in. You can only really do that if you know the person.
The other benefit here is that once you've established that relationship, it allows you to feel that you start get to this area of community. And this paid community, whether it's through a customer purchase or they're actually buying to be part of the community, you get this level of exclusivity. So you're getting personalization and you're getting this level of exclusivity that makes it feel like I am an important person in this organization, or I'm an important customer. And you can do that with membership sites relatively easy because, like you said, they're logging in. You know who it is.
Exactly. Now let's go into some of the financial benefits for you as a site owner, the things that are going to make you more money because of membership.
The Mainframe is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, a complete website solution for building your own online marketing and sales platform. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. Stop trying to hack together your website yourself. Head over to rainmaker.fm/platform today and get back to building your business.
So Tony, let's talk about lifetime value. How is a membership site going to benefit us in terms of lifetime value and building a business?
In a couple different ways. Number one, what we talked about earlier about this idea of living content. So you are able to, you create a continuity and you can retain customers better if the information and the content and the products that you're providing are relevant and up to date. Where, you know, some books may go out of date after, you know, as short a time as a few months or a year. With a membership site, you can continue to provide value and hold on to that customer longer by continually updating the content, adding new content, and providing more relevant type content that better fits that customer.
I'm thinking of Aaron Walworth's SEO book. That's what he did, right?
It is. And he was one of our first teaching sales customers. He signed up for teaching sales and took that model to heart and actually built out, because he used to have the SEO book ebook that he used to sell. Then he realized that by having a educational based membership site, the content was always fresh and up to date.
Yeah. And it was actually less work for him because the work of revising this massive book, I mean, it started off as a much smaller thing, but it grew huge. Just revising it and putting that out, and the customer service issue of informing people that there's an upgrade, and does he charge for upgrades or does he give lifetime access? The membership site just almost became self-maintaining in terms of community. And then whenever he had anything new and fresh, and SEO is changing all the time, he could just drop it right in there.
Right, which really brings up the second piece of that lifetime value, is you encourage consumption and encourage them to take action. So whenever there is an upsell or more relevant content that maybe doesn't fit the thing that they've also purchased, you're able to retain them, but not only retain them, you're able to upsell them to something that is, it provides an additional layer of value to them. Now it's you know, you have to put really quality content in to do this. But if you're going to be doing the work, you might as well do it in a way that allows you to continue that lifetime value of the customer by adding on these things and encouraging them to continue to buy and consume new things through the membership community.
Yeah, and that leads us nicely to the idea of paid education. On the web, there's a lot of people think everything should be free, and we put out lots of free podcasts, free blog posts, free webinars, free Q&As. But there is this real need for paid education, especially if it's exclusive paid education. And we can see this in terms of our own courses. We see it in the stuff that we pay ourselves to subscribe to. But there's a little mental block, isn't there, about selling information, and getting over that could actually make you a lot of money and actually provide a lot of value.
That's true. I mean, a great example that we've used for years is lynda.com. A lot of the information that's available on lynda.com, you could find and you could search for if you want to, you know how to do some Photoshop or learn how to do some JavaScript. But the way that it's presented, the quality of the videos, the level and the depth of the information that's provided makes it valuable enough that you would want to pay for. And this is one of the things we talked about over and over again at Teaching Sells. If you have high quality content, especially when it comes to exclusive content that only you know, you can package that in a way that people definitely want to pay for. And there's not only perceived value, there's real value there. So yes, you can go search for this and spend days trying to track down this link or this thing here and a little video there. And I, you know, listen to this free podcast here and this, you know, these YouTube videos here, and I can pull all that together. And or I could sign up for this paid education program that's going to teach me all of that step by step, going through all the processes. So when I'm done, I feel like I've actually accomplished something and learned something.
Yeah. And you mentioned a key word there, package. A lot of it is to do with packaging and making it all conveniently located in one place. And the example that comes to mind is Darren Rouse with his 31 Days to a Better Blog. That was free blog posts. It was a series of blog posts that he added to every day for 31 days. But at the end, he packaged that up into a PDF and sold it. Now, that's usually where the story ends, the lesson that you can package up free content and sell it. But then the really remarkable thing that came out was other people started using his education to create membership sites and to create courses. And I think that's wonderful. So you'd have a group of parenting bloggers who would get together and go through it together as a group over 31 days and have some mentoring and masterminds around it. Then you have people who used it in their courses and used it in their masterminds and used it in their coaching. So they have turned his free blog post series that was converted into a PDF into a membership. And I think that's just fantastic. It shows that the same core content can be processed and packaged in a way that makes it higher value, more convenient, and more likely to take action on.
Exactly. And if it's packaged in a way that gives that additional value, people are willing to pay for it. I mean, a great example that I use a lot when you're thinking about this packaging is comic books and then the graphic novels and the collections. So the comic books, if you were to buy them individually, would have probably cost less than a hardbound, you know, collection or graphic novel of those same series, but it's packaged in a nicer way, or a huge collection. Look at the Calvin and Hobbes collection, yeah. Leather bound, has every comic in there. Yeah, you could have actually collected those over time for free or just for your newspaper subscription.
Yeah, scrapbooking.
But exactly. But because of the added value of pulling them all together and putting them in a nice packaged leather bound, you know, book and slip cover, you end up with, you know, something that has more value on top of that. So that's the idea of taking content, packaging it in a way that adds value, and then selling that through a membership, and especially if you're talking about in an exclusive way.
Yeah, the comic books that I've probably bought 3 or 4 times, especially now I've got the Marvel digital subscription, which is another type of membership site. And it is all about making it convenient, making it accessible, and making the process easier and a better experience for the customer. And at the same time as you're doing that, you're actually making it easier for you to serve them. And we talk about a lot about CRM, about customer relationship management, about knowing information about your customers, but that is actually going to help grow your business while providing a better customer experience, because they're volunteering information implicitly and explicitly that helps you help them. You're watching their behavior, you get to know their needs and their interests, you get to know their challenges, you talk to them directly, and also you get information in forms, you get information through clicks. That grows, and you can only get it if they log in.
Exactly. And to me, That's one of the biggest values of a membership site. Aside from actually selling, you know, your tools, services, and content through the membership site, creating a community that people are willing to share their information with you because they feel that you're providing value in exchange for that, which allows you to continually provide more and better content over time, and you're actually able to see it as that person needs it versus, you know, if you're just doing email, you know, you might be able to track some stuff, but you're not. But as soon as somebody logs in and if you're able to connect it to an email address, so now you got the power of email along with the power of membership, and then that's really where things start to grow.
Yeah. And what it comes down to is that fear of missing out, that they'd rather be in than on the outside. If you can get that, if you can get people to keep that perceived value, that perception of want and need, then you're going to do very well. And you're also going to get more satisfaction from your customers. And that means more referrals, more loyalty, more stickiness. And it's going to grow without having to increase your marketing budget. So how exactly. do we sum this up, Tony? How do we bring it down to the bottom line?
Well, really, there's what it comes down to is membership sites are a way to provide additional value to you and your customer. Number one, you can provide a better customer experience, but also it reduces your own support workload because you are able to provide it in a way that's exclusive, makes them feel like you're really providing value to them, but you're not having to deal with things like general email addresses and that sort of thing. And it allows you to make more money because you're basically in a place where you can provide a forum, a community where you can provide additional value over time and allow them to continually buy new things. And finally, you're establishing a community that will help you grow your authority and your reputation and your general, you're creating an audience that will better understand you, that you can better understand, and they also can become an army of you know, evangelists and affiliates.
Excellent. So in the next episode, we're going to go through some examples of types of membership site that you might want to implement in your own business so you can think about it in a different way, and it'll help you increase your revenue while providing a better customer experience.